All right, championship week. Just me and Frank today because Drew is flying home and his cat shit all over her carrier in the airport, so he has to clean her during his layover. No podcast. That's okay because he's not in the picks challenge anyways. We honestly don't even need his picks.
Yeah, right.
So, Frank, championship week, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I've been pretty salty this whole time. I've closed the fantasy app on my computer or whatever since I've been eliminated. So I just pulled it up for these podcasts.
Do you know what place game you're in? Like sixth place or something? Fifth place?
I think fifth place game.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Playing Ryan?
Yeah, yep.
Damn. Tough. Well, I'm trying to get my money back. And, well, I'll get my money back and then 50 from each of you if I beat you guys in the picks.
Yeah, right. Fucking keep forgetting about that.
So that's 100 net profit. I'm 3 games ahead of Frankie. 6 games left this week. He's got to pretty much go clean slate this week. So we'll see. Let's get into the first game. I guess we'll do the ones that don't matter. The fantasy team versus Sean versus Elijah, all my homies. Sean's got 18 points so far from Kyler Murray, 15, and the Saints defense, 3, not good. Elijah got 2 points from Robbie Gould and 6 points from the Dolphins defense. So real crappy start here. I don't know. Both these teams are bad. Mahomes is playing Atlanta, so that's going to help. But I think Sean, the rest of his roster has a little more chance of being better. I don't know. I'm just going to shoot from the hip here and go Sean. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I picked Elijah last week. Not sure if he won, but his team.
He did win last week.
Ugh. I don't know. I don't think he's going to win this week. I'm going to also go with Sean.
All right. Not a good start for you picking against me, bro.
I know. I should have looked at these matchups beforehand, but.
Did some really in-depth research. All right. Let's get to the next one that doesn't matter. Drew 09 versus the anti-vaxxers. Mitch did not start off well. Oh, yeah, he did 13 points from his kicker. 8 from DeAndre Hopkins isn't great. But he has guys who aren't playing. Miami running back Washington just didn't play. So that's over. And then his tight end has COVID. So Mitch has just given up, which you hate to see because we've been so hard on him all season. He's really just going to fold at the end against Drew. That sucks. All right, I'm going to go Mitch. I'm guessing you're going to go Mitch as well. Mitch. Drew. That's what I meant.
No, you locked it in.
I got Mitch on the mind. I did not lock it in. You know what I meant.
Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah. I need to pick against you, but I can't in this one. I just can't.
Right. You better find some games to pick against me, bro, like the next 4.
Yeah, well, I got 3 left, so okay. Yeah. I picked Drew in this one.
All right. The next one doesn't matter. Your game, Frankie Joe Exotic versus the Moab Bombers Ryan. You got 16 points from Godwin, which is good. Ryan got 14 from his kicker, 13 from his defense, only 3 from Ayuk, but 15 from Dalvin Cook, which isn't bad. I mean, this might be the classic. You got guys on the board, more dudes to play, but I do think Nick Chubb is going to have a huge game because no wide receivers for the Browns, which we haven't got into. I don't know. I'm going to go Ryan to make it easy on you.
Thank you. So I will take myself.
Okay. Good luck. So now you can maybe win to you. Your fantasy team getting – I can't talk. Your fantasy team getting the win might bring you even with me.
So probably Joe Mixon, I picked him up. I noticed you dropped him.
Yeah.
What round did you draft him in?
Bro, first round.
Oh, shit.
Or okay. Second round.
Well, I won't be keeping him then.
No. Dude, I think he was my first round pick or second round pick.
Yeah, I was trying to be smart, but that's
– with Burrow next year, he'll be good, but second, I wouldn't do a side.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste my fucking – I'd take McCaffrey if I was going
to
do that.
I have to see what round I drafted Terry McLaurin. I think I'm going to keep him.
It was like the 4th round or something like that.
Oh, damn, that's pretty high. McLaurin or Galladay, if he ever plays next year, maybe be good. But then I'm thinking Young Hoku, keeping the kicker, maybe.
I don't know if that's
– revolutionizing the game, Young Hoku, keeping the kicker. All right, next game that doesn't matter. Oh, I guess that's all the ones that really don't matter. So now we're getting into the Aztec game. Jordan pretty much won it. Jesse is going to have to get an Aztec. Out of anyone who I think would do it, I think it would be Jesse.
Yeah. So
his first tattoo. I mean,
maybe him and Jordan can go together.
They should, because Jordan still has to get his. I mean, Jesse, the kid had a nipple piercing, so I think an ass tat's not really a big deal for him. But this is
I was surprised he's not tatted yet.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. So this is where you fucked up, Frankie, because you pretty much have to pick Jesse. I'm picking Jordan.
No, because I think there's two more games, right?
Yeah, so I guess you have to be different than me on three games. You're right.
Yeah, let me check these ones out quick. Because I think these ones...
The playoff games.
Yeah.
So you have to pick against in those. All right, so we'll go to my game.
I'm going to take...
Jordan. Yeah. So we'll go to my game. Third place game. Disappointed that I'm here, but honestly, I think I should win Coach of the Year. My team is really not that good. They were never that good after week like four. I just grinded it out all year. Made it to the third. Put up 66 points in my actual playoff game last week. So that's... came back to haunt me a little bit, but it's okay. Third place, win my money back. Coach of the Year award, I'm going to give it to myself because I am the commissioner. Good start for me. I mean, Jeff Wilson Jr. picked him up this week. 180 rush yards and a reception touchdown, 26 points. Kittle came back. Great, right when it doesn't matter.
Just in time, right?
Just in time, doesn't matter. 11 points. Gronk did better on my bench anyways. Kenyon Drake got in the end zone. I mean, what a disappointment that guy was all year. Stinks. Yeah. Either way, so... I broke up with Russell Wilson last week. I broke up with him. It's done. I can't play him. I picked up Baker Mayfield. Smart choice, right? He's been balling out. Wrong. Yesterday, all of the receivers are out. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Baker Mayfield is going to put on a legendary show this week with no receivers, 300 yards, three touchdowns to Kareem Hunt, right, who's also on my team. Right. Austin Hooper, you know, name to look out for. Derek Willis, guy who was on the Browns, Baker's rookie year, played like three games. Has a little chemistry, so maybe, I don't know, maybe that'll be good. But I broke up with Russell Wilson. I can't put him back in. Fuck Russell Wilson. He'll never be on my fantasy team again. He's dead to me.
It's just something that has to be done.
I dragged it on too long. It's one of those relationships where you know it's coming to an end and you just don't want to cut it off. I finally did it.
Remembering all the good times. But
I was thinking, yeah, exactly. Like the first 3 weeks of this season, wow, what good times. You know, I hate to break up with him right around Christmas, but it's done. Russell Wilson is dead to me. So I'm going Baker Mayfield, and he's going to lead me to the promised land this week. I am picking myself, and I'm guessing you got to go the other way.
Yeah. So I have to pick Matt. Mm-hmm. He has a running back that is not, he's out.
Yeah. Oh, do you think he's going to change it?
I'm going to text him. So,
but he doesn't have it. He has to pick someone up.
Yeah, I'm looking at his bench. It looks like he could move T.Y. Hilton to – oh, no.
No, he can't. No,
he can't. Well, he's gonna have to pick up I have to go with him anyway, but yeah. Maybe there's someone he can pick up.
Wow, this kid, he already paid his 100. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't even want it back. He's like, I don't care.
No.
Didn't even set his lineup. Yeah, that's a tough break. Good for me and – two aspects, one of me beating you in the picks and the other of me winning my money back. So yeah. I could end up net positive on this year. I think it's only fitting because I am Coach of the Year.
Absolutely.
Self-proclaimed. All right, the big one, the championship. Mikey, hate to CTE it. We said all year we loved his team. He made it to the finals, and he may get absolutely steamrolled by Cormac, who's got 70 points already. Tom Brady, 29. I mean, I did not expect that. DeAndre Swift, only 7, which holds him back a little, but Thielen, 19, Waller, 13. Good games, but not great. I mean, he's got Zeke Elliott in there, and Zeke Elliott could go for negative points, to be honest. He's terrible. Davante Adams has been balling. Robert Woods, I mean, he looks good, but Mikey has the classic thing. He's got guys left to play. I mean, he only had one guy play, Justin Jefferson, got him 11. That's fine.
Jacobs with a disappointing game.
Oh, fuck. I didn't see Jacobs. Yeah. Well, I'm going to make this real hard on you. I'm going to go easy and pick Cormac.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Mikey. I think Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, they got to blow up against the Pats.
You need an absolute explosion. They got something explosion.
To prove, you know what I mean? I know they do. Clinch the division, but they got to really rub it in their faces. So,
well, the good news is you can also rely on Russ because you got DK Metcalf. Mikey's got DK Metcalf. So
yeah, DK's got to have a big game. I think the last couple weeks he's been – well, just as Russ has been going.
Yeah. So going. Now you can feel my pain and have to watch Russell Wilson and be like expecting him to do something great, yeah, which he won't because he sucks.
Well, this week he will.
He's dead to me. All right. You got any gambling picks this week?
I'm looking right now real quick, but if you got some,
I got a couple.
Yeah.
First one I got, I don't know why, I got the Jacksonville Jaguars +7.5 versus the Bears. I had to buy a half point to get to 7.5 from, that's what the original line was. But they're starting Mike Glennon, who's terrible. But the Bears are like, they've been too high lately. They've won two in a row. They need to win out to make the playoffs. They control their own destiny. All the Bears fans are happy. I've seen this before. They're going to absolutely bungle this game. They might lose it outright, but they won't because the Jags have to lose. But they will not cover the spread, Jags +7.5. And then my next one, a nice line change for me, Browns -6.5. They opened up 10-point favorites. They don't have any wide receivers. It doesn't matter. The Browns are a team of destiny this year. They're going to beat the Jets. They're going to make the playoffs. They might lose the first game, but it doesn't matter. They're going to make it there. So I'm going with those two this week.
Yeah. So the Chicago game.
Yep.
So since the Cardinals lost, I think they're 8-7. The Bears are 7-7.
Yeah.
The Bears need to win this game.
The Bears have to win. If the Bears win out, they can make the playoffs.
Yeah. So I don't like the line, though. I got -9 on my –
Damn, I wish I had that.
So I'm gonna swerve that one, but
it's a big line.
I like the Washington football team, pick 'em. I don't think Terry McLaurin's playing, but
no, he's not.
I think Antonio Gibson's back, so they're gonna run the fuck out of the ball.
Who are they playing?
Carolina.
Okay, yeah, and the Washington football team can win the division still, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I think they're in first, maybe.
I think they might be. Did they lose last week? They lost to Seattle?
They did, yeah.
Barely. Russ Wilson stunk it up.
I think it was
like
5 points
or
something.
Yeah, I think they can win the division, so that's not a bad bet.
Yeah, and then I think Jalen Hurts is starting for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. He's been balling.
He has been. So Eagles are -3 against the Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
I am going to take the Eagles in that one. And then the Titans are +3 against the Packers.
Yeah.
Hate the Packers, and I think Tennessee's they're really good, so I'm gonna take them.
Wow, all right, I need Tennessee to lose today, Frank. So,
oh boy, well, they definitely could. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you can't.
Why do you hate the Packers? They've been nice this year.
I just don't like it. I just don't like them.
Fair, understandable, good logic. All right, well, I mean, I don't have much else with poor Drew sticking his cat in the airport sink bathroom, which is a hilarious image.
Yeah, we need some video on that.
Yeah, I hope he's recording for the boys. Safe flight home to Drew. Good luck to everyone, including Mitch. Doesn't even matter now because he's out of it.
And so as far as money goes,
yes. Who's paid?
Matt still. So Matt paid back in August, and then Mikey paid. So.
Nice. All right, we got two in. All right, so everyone else, you better fucking pay. I'm not paying until after this game because I think I might not have to.
Oh, right.
But everyone else who's out, every person who's out of the money needs to pay, or else you're out of the league.
That's it.
We're going hard this year, Frankie. We'll give them a deadline. Maybe the season ends, on Monday?
Yeah.
We'll give them until Friday in case maybe they get paid on Friday. And then
I'll shoot another text to the group.
You're kicked out of the league. And hint, we got a little Alex Nealon itching to get into the league, so you guys better pay or else you're out of here and he's in.
Yeah, so I think that might happen.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance someone's not going to pay. So,
yeah.
All right. Sounds good. So, threat dropped.
That's it.
All right, Frank, have a great Sunday.
All right. You too, man.
Have a great week off. Maybe we'll play some Warzone.
Yeah. I've got to get into it.
All right. Sounds good. Peace, man.
All right. See you, bro.